Hi, my name is Aditya Sharma. I'm a PM on the Azure Stack team, and in these set of videos, I'm teaching you how to offer services to your tenants. In this particular video, I'm going to talk about plans. Plans are groupings of one or more services. As a provider, you can create plans to offer to your tenants. In turn, your tenants subscribe to your offers and to use the plans and services they include. In this example, I am going to show you how to create a plan that includes the compute, network, and storage resource providers. These type of plans are very commonly used, and they give your subscribers the ability to provision their own VMs. So let's get started here. To create my new plan, I head on to New. I go to Tenant Offers and Plans, and I select Plan. Now, you see two different name options here. The resource name is the unique identifier for your plan. This is the name that you as an admin can see and no one else can see it. So let's just call it My First Plan. The display name, on the other hand, is the name that your tenants would see. So let's just call it Plan for Bob, so that Bob knows which plan he's subscribed to. For the resource group, you can use an existing resource group or you could create a new one. For this, let's just create a new resource group. And now the next step is selecting your services. As I said before, for this particular plan, since we only want this plan to be used to provision VMs by the tenants, we'll just include the storage, network, and compute services. And we select these. The next thing to do here is to select the quotas and allocate these quotas to each individual service in the plan. So as you can see here, you'll have to select one quota each for each of the services that you selected in the plan. Now, when you click here, you'll see all the quotas that you've created in the past. You can see this quota that we created in the last video, or you could simply create a new quota here. So let's just go ahead and select this one. And do the same thing for network. And storage. Hit OK. Hit Create. And that will start the deployment.